All right, we have volume.
Should we
have video.
Should we share Britt's follies tonight or keep it private?
We're going to call him, right? Did you Bluetooth to my
I've not right now because I've only got 20% battery.
Let's call him and then let him tell everybody.
Okay, that'd be fine. Surprise.
Get him on the line.
I'm going to share it on Facebook right now, even though we're late.
Just a touch. Then preach.
I don't think anybody's going to get the sans thing.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, I'm usually wrong, but.
No, you're probably right.
I mean, I'm used to being wrong, so. There's that. Let me turn the volume down. Hey, Matt Bobre. Ooh, he's got his fancy official picture on there. Look at that.
Do you see a comment?
Yeah, on YouTube. Is it messed up again?
Probably.
It was saying something about signing in last week.
Oh, hey, there it is. What's up? Wait, we can sign in and then talk back to them through the comments?
Through our YouTube, yeah.
What? Oh, reminder, all messages you send will appear publicly.
No, that's fine.
I know, it's just funny that they say that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to...
Posted it.
Share it on from YouTube. And then we'll get started.
I'm making sure I commented to make
sure it's working. Yeah. Thank you. Last week it really got jacked up.
There's Jenna. So it's not in the multi-stream screen. It's not bringing in the YouTube comments. So I'm just going to have to go back and forth. That's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wonder if it's because of that sign-in thing. Is it the sign-in thing?
Probably.
We've got the all end all passcode.
Yeah. Cheap. So yeah. You'll only see Facebook instead of...
I'm starting to do the same things for the story mode. I got to quit doing that.
Nice cranberry ginger ale from Canada Dry that they only sell during the holidays. James likes the blackberry ones.
No, he loves Canada Dry in general.
It's good stuff. Pretty weird to name a beverage dry, though, because
it's wet. Yeah, I get it.
It's a beverage. Like,
it's a good one.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I'm just kidding.
Your support means a lot to me.
Yeah. Got to have somebody in your corner.
Right?
When nobody else is.
You want to just jump right in since we're a little bit late here?
Yeah, let's do an intro.
Oh, man, that quick?
Not my intro music, but like the intro of the podcast.
Like the whole intro?
Podcast, yeah.
Yeah, okay, here we go. All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What did he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Yo.
Wow.
Sorry, I clicked
the
one
above
it. I clicked the one above it.
That was scary. Oh, wee wee scary.
Yo, yo.
I'm trying to get hooked to your Rodecaster 2. I'm connecting.
I just realized the frames are messed up, and that's going to bother me now.
Oh. Yeah.
Nobody would have noticed that until I said it.
Yeah, you said it right at the beginning. So.
But now that I said it.
I'm connected to your Rodecaster.
Oh, you're good already? Sweet.
Because I clicked it. I did the thing with stuff, bro. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to Pod Bless Podcast. We're just a few fellas who like to get together with our Christian backgrounds, but try to have a little bit of fun sharing some stories and jokes and games to entertain your day or your evening or your midnight, because you can listen anytime you want.
That part's true.
But if you tune in live, it's usually from the 9 to 10 hour of Thursday night. Eastern Standard Time.
Almost always.
We're fixing stuff live.
I am, yeah. No one knew that, man.
Yeah, they did.
It's good now.
I push it.
Ooh, right. That's something new. Sorry, hit the wrong button.
Yeah, the stream is, that's just weird.
I know.
On the comments. But anyway.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Those of you that are tuning in live. If you're not tuning in live, that's okay, too. You can check back with us later. I feel like there's a...
what?
That little delay of mouth, but, you know.
Is there? Maybe.
It seems like it. It might just be the thing in my
head. I don't see it, but that's up to you.
Yeah.
Hey, but where's Brett?
I don't know.
Let's call him.
Okay. let me find it.
We need a segment where we just cold call people.
Cold call.
Just, hey, what's up? Do you legally have to tell them that you're live when you call someone?
When you don't get paid for it, I don't think you have to legally there's do anything.
No, there's no rules.
Yeah. Put your shirt on. Yeah. There's one rule.
There's one rule.
Brett, if you're watching, I'm going to call you.
So wait 30 seconds now.
Yeah, 20 seconds later.
Oh, that's loud.
Yeah, I could turn it down.
No, I got it.
But
oh, hello.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Hey, Brett. Do you want to tell everybody why you're not here?
I'm currently sitting in the hospital.
Yay!
Which hospital? You don't have to say that.
Yeah.
You don't have to say that.
Don't bring that part up.
So, your dedication to this show is so great that from the brink of death, you appear.
I wouldn't call it the brink of death.
Do you have him cranked up?
Very hurt veins.
Oh, are you going to be able to play softball? That's the important question.
Well, yeah, I'm going. Apparently, right before you guys called, the doctor just came in and it's basically told me it's not as bad as they thought it was. Josh, I will admit your wife was correct when she called me.
Oh, good. Yeah, she said she called you on her way home from work. I was like, I talked to Brett and I told him, well, yeah, at least you get a weekend off.
Yeah. Wait, so the doctor was right?
Yeah, Kelly was like, well, it sounds to me like you have, it's called a superficial blood clot.
Superficial is what I think of when I think of Brett, you know?
I kept wanting to call it thrombosis, even though I know that's not the right thing.
Deep vein thrombosis is the bad one, right?
It is.
That's right. The bad one.
Yeah, that's what they thought it was.
Ah. So I was right in my thoughts.
Last night, that's what they were telling me I had and making it so serious, and then got to the good hospital, and they're like, nah, that's not it.
That's so true.
Did you listen to those guys? Oh, man, I'm sorry.
What do we always say? Just get me over there, even if I'm going to die. Matt wants to know what your room number is and if you have your PlayStation with you.
No and no.
I've never heard of the number no. That's a cool new room. Yeah, we were trying to get it rigged up to have you FaceTime in with us and stuff, and it was just given so many complications. But
That's all right.
You'd think we could figure that stuff out.
This room, though, I can control the curtain.
They can't hear him?
Refresh chat.
Oh, yeah.
This room what you were saying, bud? Sorry.
You're right. I said this room, though, I can control the curtains with a remote. Like, I can make it up and down. I can control the temperature on the remote.
Huh?
Goodness, these fancy. That's why the bills are so are so high.
I'll pay for that later.
Yes, you will. What do they charge, like $40 for an Advil? James Fowler says, Josh, he misses you.
Aw, James, man, I've not seen you in Floyd, for ages.
Chris Jackson.
As Tyler. Bluey would say, I'm not seeing you in for ages.
It's a great show.
It is a good show.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Brett, you're going to hang out with us for a little while?
A little while?
Yeah, I'll stay for a little bit.
A little while?
A little bit. Well, we're sorry you're in the hospital, but we're glad you could share a little bit of your time with us. If the doctor comes in, give us a code word of mango.
No, if the doctor comes in, ask them if they'll be on the show, and I have some questions. I'm ready to go.
Not the doctor, the nurse.
Yes, either one. If anyone comes in, I am ready to go. Pastor Derek's offering you gumbo, by the way. You should take him up on that.
It's his answer to everything. Gumbo makes you feel better when you don't feel good.
Yeah. I've become quite the friends with the nurses.
It's a good move. Slip you an extra pudding.
I have a funny story, though.
Oh, go ahead.
We could do your segment first. That way you don't have to hang out as long.
That's fine if you want to do that. I don't care. So I went to the hospital. There's a hospital in Covington because it was quicker.
Wait, there's a hospital in Covington? Yikes.
We're using that term loosely.
So I'm in there, and I'm, like, just talking with the nurse, like, you know, just talking to her. And she was so happy that I was not from Covington. She's like, you know, I'm...
What?
It's a certain clientele.
Yeah, she was like, you know, I'm just so glad that, like, that you're, she said, you're not from, she didn't say you're not from Covington, but just, you're not from around here.
What? Is she allowed to say that?
Well, if you're not from there, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
He's not giving her name out, so we're good.
Yeah, but I thought it was so funny because she said that, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like, I work down there, and I get that.
If you're watching from Covington right now.
you get it, too.
Yeah,
you totally understand your kind. Hey, James Fowler, if you're still watching, Matt Barber's chatting in on YouTube, and he says to tell you hello.
Boom. Making connections across the globe.
Using the internets for connections.
Right, the internets.
That's fun.
Do you want to get into your segment, Josh?
Is there tonight?
Jenna's over here.
Off mic, Jenna.
She's playing Candy Crush or something over there.
Oh, nice.
I was right. Noah. Yeah.
Noah went home to play Call of Duty.
Yeah. We said you were calling in, and he was like, you know what? I'm just going to go play Call of Duty. It's not the same without Brett.
What a loser.
We were going to bring your PlayStation to you, and then now you're getting out, so whatever.
Yeah, that was going to be after the show, our next thing to do.
I appreciate it.
We got your back, bud. Josh, you want to introduce us here and get us into a segment?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Oh, yeah. So after the show, write a note. We need to figure out why the chat's not coming through properly.
Writing a note?
Yeah. Jump into Discord and find out how can boost your... that's something else. Anyway, we're going into my segment. Brett, if you want to be a part of this, you're more than welcome, of course. But as I was looking for something to chat about, one of the neat things that popped up was possibly one of the greatest inventions. Well, it's not one of the greatest inventions, but a thing popped up to talk about some of the greatest inventions in the past 50 years.
Okay.
And so I thought we could talk about it and try to think in our own minds what would be some of the greatest inventions you could think of in the past 50 years. I've got a list from Popular Mechanic magazine that's going to tell us from, like, 1954 all the way up to now, or I guess whatever it was, 1964 possibly. And it's going to have a list of important things that were invented. But right now, just off the top of your head, do you have any inventions you think were some of the greatest inventions in the past 50 years?
Most important. Okay. What? Wi-Fi? She's right. Wi-Fi. The iPhone changed lives.
That was definitely in the past 50 years.
Cell phone in general. Just cellular.
Because I don't, pretty sure I didn't have cell phones in the 50s, right?
Hey there, Mom. Good to see you commenting in on YouTube.
Man.
If you're out there in the comments, we're having some problem with the comments, but feel free to comment in about what you think is one of the greatest inventions in the past 50 years.
Is penicillin last 50 years?
I don't know. Is it?
I mean, what is it when they don't have to open you up, like, for surgery, like where they can do hearts?
Laparoscopic.
Arthroscopic.
Orthoscopic.
Yeah.
Brett would know.
Whatever that is, where they can do, like, heart surgery on you now without having to break your I remember in the...
Cracking your rib
cage
open.
In the late 90s, my neighbor had to have open heart surgery, and they crack your rib cage open and work on your heart, and then you have weeks of healing because they broke all your ribs.
Sure enough.
And, like, that's how they did it. And, I mean, I'm sure in some cases they still have to do that.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases they can just run the cameras and robots up there, basically. And
pretty good invention.
Medicine 50 years ago to now is, like...
It's just minimally heart-invasive
surgery. Yeah. I'm so interested to see, like, where it goes in the next 50 years.
I really enjoy the squatty potty. I have one... Well, I have one that's official in my bathroom upstairs, but, like, downstairs we have the stool that the kids stand on to be able to use it, and I use that as my makeshift squatty potty. But yeah, that's a
they'll change your life if you don't have one, or something that's acting as a squatty potty. Then you are missing out.
Look up the commercials on YouTube; it's hilarious.
The first time you're gonna feel stupid, and then you're gonna use it and be like, "Oh my goodness!"
Yeah, it's hard to use the bathroom sitting down normally.
Turns out we were designed to use the potty the way the squatty potty helps you.
We're designed to do it as though the Asians do.
Is that how they do it?
A lot of them, yeah. Even, what was it, in Paris and in Africa, there was just holes in the ground, and people would squat over top of those holes, and that would be an outhouse or a bathroom.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. A lot less. No, it's actually.
What else?
It's weird that how we do it. You got an invention you can think of, Brett?
The PlayStation 5.
PlayStation 5,
in general, or just console video games in general.
Yeah.
Video games in general.
Big win.
I miss the simplicity of like Nintendo when it was original. Like, I miss that. But I have a lot of nostalgia.
I still love a good single player.
Yeah.
Like, take me through the whole journey. Tell me a story. It's like a movie that I can also play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like Red Dead, you know, yeah. God of War, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I gravitate more to that. If I didn't have, like, friends that played Call of Duty, like, I don't play Call of Duty for the game.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it because we're all doing it. The game itself is just the same game they've made 15 years ago. It's mad.
That's why we keep playing it, though. So, yeah.
Because we all do it, and we do it together, so it's like a communal thing. But, like, if no one I knew played Red Dead Redemption, I would still play it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an amazing story.
Yeah, I feel like the chat's just going to be a lost cause tonight.
I'm not even worried about it anymore.
So I'm going to start naming off the ones that Popular Science, or what is it, Popular Mechanics?
They're the same. Yeah, owned by the same company.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to read off some of the greatest ones starting from 1954, and we'll just share in some of the ones we feel are notable.
I'm on live chats here. I got Call of Duty, microwave fully cooked bacon, the bidet.
Nice.
I'm not sure that was the last 50 years invention.
No, that's a long time ago.
I think bidets have been around for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Brett? Brett is on the phone with us, Mom. He's actually at the hospital. He's got not-so-bad thrombosis.
Superficial.
Yeah.
Something.
He's got some vein problems in his legs.
His veins are fake.
But he's getting up in the morning, so. Anyway, 1954, funny enough, he said microwave bacon. Microwave oven in 1954, 50 years ago this year.
And I still say nuke it when I talk about putting something in the microwave. I'm like, I'm going to nuke this real quick.
Yeah, there's a bunch of extra stuff to go with that, but I'm just going to keep going. Here's a good one. 1955, polio vaccine.
Hey.
Yeah.
Something that was a huge concern that we don't even think about.
Big hit. funny enough, never mind.
Hey,
1956, the hard drive was invented. So the first computer that took up like a full floor of a building.
They were using soft drives before that. It didn't work out.
Yeah, they were two floppy disks.
Wow.
1957, birth control pill.
Really?
Yeah, 1957.
I would not have guessed that was in 57.
Right? You would think. With all the accidentals. 1958, jet airliner. The first jet airliner. So that's a pretty good invention. We travel around. Of course, we never would have had 9/11 had they not invented those.
He's not wrong.
1959, integrated circuits.
Sure. Chris Jackson says, whatever got the astronauts to the moon. Wait, was that Chris again? Said better vehicles.
Just click on YouTube since we can't see the Facebooks on there, and you can read us off the Facebook.
None of them are updating.
It's not either, huh?
No, I'm not happy with this right now, but it is what it is.
Did you restart your computer?
Yeah, like right before we started, but
that's why we were a little late. 1960, pacemaker.
Hey.
Yeah, it's got a picture too. It's really gross.
No thanks.
Here's one that we can all agree on, and we didn't even think about. 1961, cordless tools. So your power drill and
they had
sanders and...
What?
They had those in 61?
1961, cordless tools. Shows a lady...
How heavy do you think that thing is?
Oh, I could imagine it was outrageous. Looks like a lot of stainless steel.
You could scrap that thing for like $300.
Communication satellite in 62, sketchpad program, so they could like actually, you know how we have like iPads and stuff now? In 1963, they actually came out with the sketchpad program, which was just lines connected to lines.
I love tablets. They're amazing.
Yeah. So that was the start of the tablets.
Thank you.
Unmanned aerial vehicles, such as missiles and UAVs, satellites.
The Predator drone.
1964. What? Let's see. 65, Kevlar.
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
That's a pretty good one.
Do you need to be bulletproof? Kevlar will help you to an extent.
1966 high yield rice, which is like the plant that we use nowadays that gives out.
Oh, you mean like food?
Yeah.
I guess that's good.
Coronary bypass surgery in 67.
That makes sense.
68, we had interrogated computer systems.
Integrated.
Words. Man, I have such.
I just saw the short the other day of you.
Me.
Kid,
right? Me not reading well on the show.
We found his parents. XO.
Let's see. Let's scoot through here. Oh, 1970, fiber optics. That's why we have fast internet.
That's
now.
A big deal.
I remember that in the late 90s, that was like the big boom for like electricians to go install fiber optics back in the early 90s.
And that costs a lot.
Oh, yeah. It costs a lot. And they got paid.
Yes. Dude. The people that do that work.
Oh, my gosh.
Make some serious dollars.
Electricians would pop in and just be like, hey, what's up? I've got my new bass boat that I'm pulling with my new truck.
Yeah.
That's also got a camper in between the truck and the boat.
Which I park in my new garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have money to burn. Let's see. 71, waffle sole running shoe.
Rosemary said this. Sorry. She said this is the least amount of hair I've seen on Pod Bless. Hey, we have beards.
That beard is very boisterous. Thank you.
Oh, a boy. Alliteration there. Boisterous beards.
Let's see. I'm going to look through for some popular ones.
Wait, what was the last one you said? I missed it.
Fiber optics was
No, there was one after that.
One before. I mean, after. Oh, waffle sole running shoe. So, like the padded running
shoe. Oh,
shoes.
Yeah. I get you. Like they're springy.
71, yeah.
But it's like in cells. Oh. Yeah.
73, the MRI was invented. 74.
Ooh, I have a funny story about that.
Barcodes.
They scare me.
Barcodes were invented in 74. That's when the Mark of the Beast started getting big.
Wait, how did they inventory product? Just like keeping
just by
it?
Numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, 75, global warming was invented.
That's not a real thing. No, I mean, not global warming, but like you doesn't get invented in a certain year. Like that's
it says, not invented, but introduced into the lexicon in its modern sense of man-made climate change.
Yes. That, I get that.
Bring on global warming.
Bring it on? Getting tired of this cold weather?
I hate that it gets cold. All right.
Well, and it's a good restart to all of humanity. They say after so long, you know, it'll really fall apart.
We're going down?
76 supercomputer. We're trying to jump ahead.
We're still in the 70s?
77 personal computers. GPS was in 78. Wow. Didn't
that's when they tell us. The government probably had it way before that.
Oh, Sony Walkman, 79. Oh. The Sony Walkman, like Michael
Sign
J.
Me
Fox.
Up. So I had a CD one that, and they still made those for, it was like that color and everything.
Yeah.
And I loved that thing.
I saw a meme that said anti-skip on the CD, the biggest lie they ever told.
Yes. You'd press the button and be like, I'm good, and then it would just still skip.
Oh, the first computer virus is 1982.
James tried to log in on his YouTube but couldn't remember it, Matt. He said hi back. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He says love you.
James Fowler. Nice. 83, Microsoft Word.
Hey.
That's the year I was born.
Use that all the time.
Yeah, you're welcome. 84, DNA fingerprinting.
Ooh, that's when it got harder to commit crimes.
That was when I was a little kid and we had to all do fingerprints in school. Like, all right, the police officer's here to take your fingerprint. We did that when I was a little kid.
Why?
Yeah, in the 80s. So they could DNA fingerprint us.
That seems...
But they made it like a fun thing. Like, oh boy, we're helping the police department. But really, we were giving ourselves away.
Do your fingerprints change from as a child, like as you grow up?
That's a good question for someone who knows. Let's see. Electronic mailing lists were in 86.
Ooh,
that sucks.
I don't think that's a good one.
Prozac, 87.
Never.
Internet viruses, 88.
Jerks.
So that was a different virus than the one I said before. World Wide Web was in 89.
Wait, the virus was before the web?
Yeah, because you had computers, but they didn't have the internet yet.
Huh.
Photoshop, 99 or 1990.
Hey, that's the year I was born.
Hey, wow.
You're welcome.
Gosh, really? Linux was in 91.
Weak.
IBM Simon. I guess it's like a held phone computer. I never had heard of that either. I don't know what that's about.
The predecessor to the iPhone.
If I wasn't so far behind, I would read off. fuel cell vehicle was in 93.
Matt Gregory is with us.
What's up, Gregory? Oh, where did they go?
We're talking 50 greatest inventions since 1952. Is that right?
1954. In the past 50 years. Yeah.
Whoa. So that is an old article.
Well, no, it's not. It's
did I
from.
Tell you guys...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Did I tell you guys about? Did I tell you about the AI? My AI experience.
No.
I'll tell you later, Josh. Continue on.
Oh my goodness! I was so ready for you to deliver.
94 was the Predator drone. 95 was Oh, never mind. Prostate inhibitors. Don't need to know that one. DVDs were in 96.
your face when you read it was like, I don't think I want to read that one.
The hybrid car was in 97.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's
International
so
Space Station, 98.
Yo, yo.
Bluetooth version 1.0 was in 99.
Do you know why it's called Bluetooth?
Why?
It's named after... Do you hear that?
Oh, that's her volume on her phone. I heard it
no,
too.
No, sorry.
It's
named after an old, like, it might be Celtic king or someone. It was like King Bluetooth.
Oh, wow.
It was, hold on. I'll look it up, like for real, for real. But, yeah, it's named after a person.
2000, PlayStation 2 was invented.
Yeah.
Right at 2000. That was the year you were
that
born?
That was you. Thank
Jeez,
you.
Oh.
Thank you.
So yeah. Old. Wikipedia, 2001.
PlayStation, I know, it's weird. PlayStation 2, is it still the best-selling console ever?
I'm not going to look into that. I've got too much
look it
more
up
to
for me, Jenna, please.
About.
I'm pretty sure it is.
2004 was Facebook. Thanks for the viewership out there, old Facebook
Excuse
fans.
Me, the Facebook?
The Facebook. Google Maps was in 05.
Oh, thank you. I can't get anywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to remember any directions. You just, I put
it's
it
horrible.
In. Like, there's places I've been 3-4 times. I'm like, how do I get here?
I rely on it way too much.
Yeah.
2006, the Wii, Nintendo Wii was invented.
Yes. Wii Golf. I've put some serious hours into Wii Golf. And funny. So sorry, I have to say this. Nintendo Switch has Wii games on it, basically. It's the same thing, but with the Nintendo Switch. And my dad was bowling.
Yeah.
And he straight up just fell over. like he bowls hard when he plays those games.
Yeah.
Just fell forward, almost hit the fireplace. Like,
okay.
He's fine. Yeah.
2007 was the iPhone.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
And it messed up. Knew I should have took a screen grab of it instead.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, this is going to be messed up. But anyway, those were some of the greatest inventions in the past 50 years. My phone's wanting to mess up on me.
There's no way that any of them have had a greater impact on our lives than the phone, probably. Right?
The phone, yeah. It's so much of my day. is wasted.
Greg Wiseman is with us. Rosemary is seconding us on the Wii Bowling.
It is still the best.
PlayStation 2 is still, yeah. What'd you say, Brett?
I said, so my AI experience.
Yeah, go on.
Are you
going to
talk about your AI experience?
Yeah. So at McDonald's, like last week, you pull up to take, pull up to give your order at the drive thru.
Yeah.
And it's AI now.
What?
What?
Yeah, it's not a it's not a person. So they, it says hello. Would you like to use McDonald's points? And you say no. What can I do for you? And you order. And so like I got the kids chicken nuggets, and I didn't say a sauce. And it said, did you forget your sauce?
No.
Wow.
So that's what we're coming to, people. And then, so it's so perfect that the line was so short. But then, like, they had to pull everybody up because the food wasn't ready.
Yes, every time I go to McDonald's now, I get told to park on the side, and then I wait.
Because they can't make it as fast as what the AI can produce it. That's crazy. Oh, 2008, Large Hadron Collider. That's when...
That's when
the theory.
Reality split and everything, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So AI is with us. It's among us.
Bitcoin in 09.
Why does that freak me out? Should I be freaked out by that?
I don't know.
Am I wrong to be freaked out by that?
When AI starts making the food, then it'll be more efficient.
Weirder though, because, like, so Matt, you had it too?
Yeah. But there was like still people that had headsets on.
So they can talk to each other. Yeah. John Hamm is watching too. Matt Gregory says, is Brett in a closet? Matt, Brett is actually in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Text him. He'll text you.
For Brett's close friends that are tuning in, he's in the hospital.
For real. But still on the show. We were going to go there and have the show. I think that would have been pretty funny, but I'm not sure they would have let us in. I was going to pull the pastor card and just have a backpack with all of our stuff in
it. You have your little card that says, I'm here for a visitation.
I don't have one. I never get one of those. They just believe me. The one time I went in, the lady called me on it, and she was like, I need to see some evidence of that. And she accepted. I pulled up the website.
Oh, yeah.
And it had my picture on it as the pastor. And she's like, okay, that's good enough. And I'm like, yeah, it's good enough. Why'd I lie? Oh. Well, it was during COVID when they would only let one visitor per day. But if you were the pastor, you didn't count. And so she thought the person I was visiting was trying to get an extra visitor. I was like, ma'am, relax. Stop doing your job so well.
Nobody
needs this. You got anything else on?
Was her name Karen?
What? Yeah, right. No, she kept saying, I'm so glad you're not from Covington.
That website kept messing up. But no, I did have more inventions, but it's okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Oh, hey.
Well, hi, Mark. Up? All right, here we go.
Hi, Mark.
I thought about hanging up during this segment.
If you need to go use the bedpan, feel free to hang up.
All right, here we go. So I had a parenting dilemma come up, and then it made me think of how we treat this in real life.
Okay.
So you often hear the phrase, snitches get stitches, right? You hear that out there. It means that you don't tell on people. You don't rat people out.
Or you get beat up or cut,
right? But as kids are growing up, and I'm trying to teach my kids, there is a time where you need to tell an adult or someone else when something's happening. But there's also other times where you're just being a snitch or a tattletale, right? It's what we use with kids.
Yeah.
And so my question is twofold here. As a child, when does snitching differentiate from helping?
Okay.
And then as an adult, same question. Because I think the answer is different for both. But for example, we'll be sitting around and Violet will just be bugging Lily, little stuff. And it won't be anything big, or Lily will be like, oh, Violet's doing this, Violet's doing that, Violet's doing this. And then I'll be like, hey, Lily, I understand that she's bothering you. But is there a way you guys could figure out a, resolution to this? And also, Violet, stop bothering her. But I don't need you to tell me every single thing she does, right? Versus if Violet's about to jump off the couch or something crazy, I need her to tell me. Yeah, if she's about to jump off your bunk bed, come and tell me so I can stop that, right? But how to teach there's a nuance there of when am I snitching, which I'm not supposed to tattletale, but also when do I need to tell somebody to help them? So working with youth, there were these times where teens would know, students would know someone else was doing things that was really hurting their life. And they'd be like, I can't tell on them because I don't want to be a snitch. And I'm like, yeah, but the thing that they're involved in, don't you realize this is going to really hurt them for a long time? And they probably want help and just don't have enough guts or brave enough or cognizant enough to ask for the help, right?
Yeah.
And so talking to people, that's ingrained in us forever, you don't tell on people, it's not my business. But sometimes it is. How do you see that? Or do you see the difference? And Brett, feel free to chime in as well. Matt Barber says, when it's expensive or dangerous, that's when you tell somebody.
Need to speak up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's constant. I mean, our kids are the same age, pretty much, and it's the same thing. You tell them to, you don't have to tell me about everything, but then as soon as you walk away thinking, okay, I think they understand. Even tonight before I came to the show, hey guys, mom's getting ready to come in the door. I'm going to go get a shower. You guys chill out. You've got food. You've got cartoons. Soon as I go up and turn on the shower and undress, look at that. It went to total chaos. The girls headbutt each other. One's got a pump knot on her head. The other one's eye is all red, and they're just screaming. And I'm like, Ben, what happened? Because I'm naked upstairs, so I'm looking over the banister, what happened? And he's like, it wasn't my fault. Cece was doing this. And I'm like, do I need to come down there? Is someone bleeding? And he's just like, well, it wasn't my fault. It was, she was doing this, and I yanked her arm. And I'm like, just does somebody need help?
Is anyone dying?
He's like, no. And then I had to go down and, like, make ice packs. And they were like, oh, it feels better. And they just, it didn't bother them. So my shower took me a little while. Yeah.
But then you want them to be able to come and talk to you about big stuff.
Yeah.
And not think that they need to hide that because we don't tell on each other. You know, like the weird pride of that.
Yeah, I've had that talk with Ben lately of, like, if an adult, like, because we went to, like, Kings Island or something, mm-hmm. he's like, I want to go to the bathroom by myself. And I'm like, you might be 7, but you're too trusting.
Yeah.
Because, like, he came out and this guy was like, I held him up to the sink so he could wash his hands. And I'm like, okay, Ben, you don't ask for help from strangers in the bathroom, okay?
Oh. Yeah,
well, I'm going with you from now on.
Yeah, not ready yet.
Yeah.
But then as an adult, it's different. So, like, if I'm... if someone's like trying to go on a diet and I eat lunch with them and they eat something not on the diet,
instead of a salad,
I'm not going to call their wife up. But like if Brad's on a diet and I'm like, hey, Brad, you shouldn't be having that cheeseburger right now.
You go
like,
out to your weekly steakhouse luncheon.
Weekly.
daily.
Yeah, daily. I was talking about weekly.
But, gift cards out the wazoo, man. Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, call Missy and be like, hey, I want you to know that Brad's, on, you know, messing on his diet.
No.
That would be weird. That would be crossing the line to me. But, like, if I knew somebody was, like, going to hurt themselves or was doing damage to themselves or their family or their marriage, like, there'd be a conversation where, like, hey, like, we need to talk to the people this is affecting, right? And if they ask me, by the way, I'm not going to, like, cover for you on this. Like, this is too important, but...
Yeah, I don't know. There's times that I've covered for people, and there's times that I've straight out went against their will to be like, oh, well, don't tell so-and-so about this. And I'm like, they should know.
What does it take for you to do to get to that?
Too many of my family watch the show, so I can't really
reason, but like in your thought process, is it like what is it in the generalities of it where you're like, oh, this is too far?
Brett, if you've got one, you can interrupt and say one. But, like, that was kind of why I started podcasting, because there's so many stories that go untold. And if you're, like, getting older and you're like, well, don't tell anybody that this person did this. And I'm like, then that's just never going to be known.
Yeah.
They're always just going to be like, that guy was a great guy. And I was like, he was a...
you don't even know.
He was a pot licker, you know? They need to know about it.
You lint licker?
Yeah.
The old Orbit commercial, Orbit gum for a clean mouth. Love those commercials.
Do you have any in mind, Brett? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say I decide what is important and what's not in my mind to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you tell me something stupid or small, like I'll tell somebody that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We know. Like,
that's why we don't tell you all of our secrets. No.
No, but he can lock down the big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what? No, I'm just kidding. It's a hard segment to do, right?
It is tough to walk around. We're skirting some stuff,
But yeah, like I have to determine what is appropriate to tell, what's not appropriate to tell, and then sometimes I just don't care.
Yeah. That's true.
Just let it fly. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm trying to teach my kids like the difference in the line between this is you over-telling on someone, and then that was a good job. You needed to tell me that.
Yeah.
Type deal. But parenting's hard.
Father's Corner.
What?
This was Father's Corner. Like, this was the dads talking about raising their children.
Huh. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
It's not... Look at what we did.
Groundbreaking stuff.
Oh, my goodness. That's all I got on all that stuff.
That works for that.
You got anything else?
No. Brett, do you have something besides your AI experience, or do you want to relish into that deeper?
What sauce would you like?
No. It was crazy, though. It was crazy.
I have noticed with the AI stuff lately that, like, when I pull up, it'll be like, hey, do you have a code you want to use? And I'll be like, I've got this code. And then it'll be somebody else's voice. All right, go ahead and give me that code.
Now, that happens all the time, like a pre-recorded message.
Yeah, but it sounds like a real person.
But I think he's talking about something different.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it's moved all the way as opposed to just taking the beginning of the order.
So, real question here.
Yeah.
McDonald's figures out a way to only need two staffers in their restaurant to make it run. Everything else is automated, right? Yeah. How many people does McDonald's employ in this country?
A lot.
Right. We look that up for me real quick. But yeah. So seriously, though, like if they get rid of 80% of their workforce, what do we do with?
Get a job like, programming AI.
But like, and this is an overarching state, like I'm a blanket statement here.
Yeah.
If you're working at Walmart, if you're working at McDonald's, like long term, you might not have skills to switch it right over to just whatever different job, right?
No.
I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying you might not, right? Like it's an entry-level job a lot of times.
Yeah.
And so like as we start rooting out all these entry-level jobs and replacing them with technology, what do we expect people to do who live off of those entry-level jobs?
Listen, I don't think Arby's is paying out for AI. So I think there's always going to be some food working.
How many
jobs.
Is it?
Yeah. States, over
McDonald's in the U.S. 150,000 employees. Yeah.
Wow.
And you just have people that just out of their job
like
when
I
they
said,
replace it.
There's tons of fast food that can't afford that. So there's always
fried
jobs.
Right. You're probably right. Sorry. I
until they start doing digress. The 3D printed food. That's a big thing right now.
Excuse me?
They've got lab grown meat now that people are using and companies are using in Sweden.
No, I would like to eat something that used to be alive.
Why?
Because
it's biblical. Things change, man. Grow.
No, because it's
grow like the
safer.
Meat does.
Grow in a lab.
Grow in a lab like the meat
in
does.
In a lab. Genetically modified. I'm sure nothing bad will ever come from that.
I'm sure I'll probably eat it and not care.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably eat it and not know.
Bum, bum, bum. You going to share that YouTube video before we start on this segment?
Do you think we should?
Well, do the pod bless.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Yeah. All right.
Pod bless your heart.
I wonder if Tony's still watching.
Maybe.
He was watching earlier. You know, there's not often that you get a chance to play certain things. But when you get
hopefully,
a chance.
Hopefully we don't get pulled for this.
You play them.
Should be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Oh, my goodness.
Brett, we didn't share that with you, that was going to be played. But.
Sorry, that was blaring in your ear. All right, so here's the deal, you guys. We're talking about
an article from Alabama.
Maybe it has to be from Alabama.
Those of you that don't know our Pod Bless segment, we find an article in the news that has usually a dumb person, and we try to pod bless them, as though the Southern ladies would
usually.
Say, oh, bless their heart. And that's what we try to do with the news every week with our Pod Bless segment. So
my wife is watching, and Greg Wiseman said, all my kids were angels. Not sure what you guys are doing wrong, with a laughy face after it. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Nude man nabbed by police after, quote, cannonball plunge into giant aquarium at Bass Pro Shops in Alabama.
Makes me think of my story I was talking about earlier before
Dude,
I got in the shower.
Who among us has not walked past an aquarium at a Bass Pro and thought to themselves, either one, I'd like to jump in there, or two, I wonder how long it would take them to stop me from fishing in that.
Ooh.
Because all the gear's right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I wonder how long it would take for an employee to look up and go, is that guy fishing in our aquarium?
I'm pretty sure Colin and Brett did it before.
What?
Didn't you, Brett?
Oh, I turned him down. Sorry, Brett.
I'm not sure.
Answer is, you don't get caught.
Zach Osborne said the death makes it taste better. And Matt said people will adapt. Our all of a sudden they're coming in now, which
that's
is good.
Weird, yeah.
Here we go. Leeds, Alabama. A man crashed. This gets better. A man crashed his car outside of Bass Pro Shops in Alabama, stripped down to his birthday suit.
Oh, because of the invisible fire.
Yes.
It's fitting. We were playing the Will Ferrell thing, yeah.
And plunged into the giant aquarium inside the store. He made it, because like, you know the guy that at the front of the Bass Pro always asking about, do you want a credit card?
Yeah.
I bet he just let him run by.
Yeah,
there's like, no way that dude stopped him.
Like, I don't get paid enough for that.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
The ordeal happened Thursday night, so last week, I guess, in front of shocked shoppers in the town just outside of Birmingham. Leeds Police Chief Paul Irwin said, the 42-year-old man did a cannonball leap into the aquarium and then stood under a waterfall. He left the water to yell at two officers and then dove back into it. He got two jumps.
Boogaday, boogaday.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak.
Yeah, Ray Stevens.
I hollered, don't look at those.
Too late. She done been incensed.
She done got herself a free shot. I used to watch those.
Use your witchcraft to save my friends.
Yes. The man eventually climbed over the side of the aquarium, fell onto the concrete floor because when you walk on concrete or run on it wet, you fall.
All of the YouTube videos of people doing that, they always fall when they try to climb over the tank and hit. As soon as they hit that concrete, they're down.
Police then apprehended him, which, by the way, I don't want to apprehend that guy. I'm tasing him. You got to tase that guy, right?
I don't know, man. I would join the force just to have to wrestle those guys. You know what I mean?
Like, I got it, guys.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here for naked duty. I got this.
I got this one.
Start taking off my vest. I'm like, all right.
Matching up.
He's got no weapons. Let's do this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Weapons that you can see. The man eventually, he slipped. He faces several charges, including public lewdness, which is a charge, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. All that adds up to nothing, probably.
And he didn't have a membership card.
Ooh, that's bad.
Bass Pro Shop. They don't play around.
You think he got the credit card on the way out, got the free hat and lunchbox? Hold on a second. The man was in the water for about 5 minutes before the officers even arrived. Just chilling there. That's how the article ends, which is a weird way to end it. But I'm telling you, this man's just living the dream.
Any questions, Brett?
No,
I thought he was gone.
Thought he fell asleep from the Vicodin.
Oh, did they drug you up?
No.
You wish after you, listening to this show, you wish they'd had.
Are you high right now?
Me? No.
We have to bless somebody here.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should bless the guy who wrecked his car and then did a Cannonball Dookie into the giant aquarium.
They didn't give us his name, which kind of makes me sad.
You know.
Because he was 42.
It was Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
It was Nick Saban. That's why he had to retire. He's like, well, I can't coach after that.
Let's just call him Nick. That'll work.
I like that. I like that. Nick from Alabama.
Pod bless your heart, sweetie.
Oh, there's a video. Oh, my goodness.
You know, we should really start posting the articles from our Podbless segments on our webpage.
We couldn't show this one.
Well, I mean, we should just post them in general. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, when they say fell, he fell like 15 feet.
Oh, my. Like, yikes.
Josh, look at this.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. This is not good for the...
He looks like a freshborn baby.
It was a 20-foot fall onto the concrete and rocks, and he's just laying there just done.
You need to send that to Brett because he needs to see
my goodness.
This grown man looked like a freshborn baby out of a draft.
He is stark. He's stark butt naked.
Just rolled around on the wet floor. That's all he did.
It's like when Jim Carrey is
come out of the robot rhino. Yeah.
The miracle of childbirth. Oh, man.
That's what he looked like, but a lot wetter. It was weird.
So, guys, don't jump into the aquarium at Bass Pro naked because they will arrest you for that.
Yeah. There's a lot of videos of that happening. That was like a viral sensation for a while, like a challenge.
It's probably happened at every single location at least once.
I think it would be funnier to see if you could poop in the aquarium and get away with it.
But you could kill the fish.
No, they eat that stuff all the time. I've pooped in lakes. They're fine.
That's true.
That's true. I have watched you do that.
What one? So don't do that.
Oh, so you get released in the morning, Brett?
Sometime tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
Do you want us to bring you some food or something?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. You need some chicken legs?
That sounds delicious. All these IVs have kind of made me not feel so great.
Brett, get the chicken stir fry. It's the greatest meal they have there.
Oh, at the hospital.
And it's huge. It's a ton. Every time we had all three kids, that's all I ate for every meal while I was there. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
You're welcome. he's drugged up.
I think he's falling asleep.
Hey, what kind of pain are we talking? Really, were you in like high level pain?
It was it was nothing I've ever experienced before. That's why I was like, man, should I? Because I wasn't going to go. Sarah made me go to the hospital because I wasn't going
to
go.
Good move, Sarah. Props to Sarah.
Yeah. And it was like nothing that I've, because I was like, maybe I should go because I've never had this before. And it was hurting really bad. My thigh was all swollen and
oof.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Well, I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah. Glad to have heard from you.
This show would have been a lot better if I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now we're dealing with depression.
Yeah, well,
so.
we'll talk about that when the doctor comes in.
Maybe tell him on a scale of how much you don't like yourself.
The nurse is running in now because she's been watching Pod Bless.
It's like, oh, no, Code Blue, get him.
Is that what that is?
No, Code Blue is when they like flatline or something.
I don't know.
You could find out, Brett.
Hey, Josh. I know. My grandma, when your father-in-law was in the hospital, my grandmother was flipping, trying to turn the lights on, and she code blued him. Nurses running down the hallway.
Oh, one of the many times he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked to freak with the hospital quite a bit.
Yeah.
Brett's trying to carry on his legacy.
I'm just trying to carry it on.
Legacy? Get it? Because it's your legs and your vein legs.
Your wife told me I was like an 80-year-old man trapped in my body.
In a 32-year-old man body. You do have all the old like man symptoms. Yeah.
Have you ever had shingles?
All right. No.
Cataracts?
No. I had shingles when I was like 27.
Yikes.
And all the nurses and doctors were like, you don't have shingles. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure. Like, no, you're too young. And then they saw it. And oh, you have shingles. I'm like, yeah.
It was a biblical curse.
It hurt a lot.
Literally, that's why the doctor kept me here, because he's like, if it was an 80-year-old person in your condition right now, he said, I would let him go home on medicine. He's like, but you're 32 years old. This should not be happening.
He's like, if you were 80, I'd just let you die. But since you're only 30, like, we better check you out.
You're 32. Something's messed up in you.
Right.
No clue what caused it?
Well, I mean, I've had issues in that leg with like, the varicose veins and all that stuff. But
glad you're at it.
Got to deal with all that.
Glad you're at a solid hospital.
Yeah. In that job we can't mention, you know, he's on his feet all day. That messes with you.
They
too.
Work him hard.
Yeah.
Which you would think, though,
that would help.
I would not get a blood clot from that.
Oh, yeah,
you wear the socks, man.
The blood clot sock.
Yeah. No, that should help you, right?
Apparently not.
Whatever. Yeah, you got anything else, Josh?
I mean, we've got about 6 more minutes to fill if we want to.
It's only been 53 minutes.
Yeah, we could throw some stuff out there. I don't know. But, or we just end
check
early.
Us out on all the websites and things.
Yeah.
Buy merch. This, can we say what we're doing yet, or are we holding off on that?
Let's hold off on it, but we can say we've got an event.
Something special is going to happen this week.
Yeah, you better not get sick next week, Brett.
No. You're going to miss out.
No, I don't plan on it. I do not.
But we, again, like we talked about last week, we do have some things in the works with Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. If you're in the Northern Kentucky area or greater Cincinnati area,
check them out.
Go over to Edgewood and check them out at Peace, Love, and Little Donuts, or in the Florence area.
Peace, Love, and a Little
Donuts. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. Check them out. They have little tiny donuts that are delicious with all kinds of toppings. And we have some stuff in the works that Pod Bless might have their own specialty donut.
Signature.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Maybe, if it turns out. I've got some ideas.
I have some ideas.
But I don't know if Skyline's going to like be cool with it. But, you know.
We don't have to say Skyline. We're going to say Cincinnati style.
There you go. But we want the best chili.
We'll edit this later.
Maybe. No, we won't. But, yeah, we got some stuff in the works. It
so
should
Dixie?
Be pretty fun.
You're going to put Dixie chili in?
But we do want to say, give a shout-out to them if you're out there. Get some donuts from them. Actually, today they had the gluten-free donuts.
Yeah.
They were advertising that, so check them out on Facebook
those of
and stuff.
They can't have the gluten.
That's true. That gluten be dangerous out there.
I still don't know what gluten is. I'll just be honest with you. I have no clue.
Speaking of chili, I saw a Wendy's chili in a can at the store the other day.
Wait,
what?
But it's fresh, never frozen.
Just because it's in a can doesn't mean it's been frozen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't know if I want Wendy's chili.
I thought about I thought about trying it, and I'm like, no, I got to work tomorrow.
And then turns out you should have tried it because you didn't have to go to work.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Tabitha. Brett's in the hospital. Yeah. She caught on. She said,
I was gonna say, she's not commenting in a couple weeks, it feels like.
Yes, good to see you.
Yeah.
And Chris said, are we finally starting Pod Bless After Dark? Apparently, there's been some clamoring for Pod Bless After Dark, or as we like to call it around here, Pod Blex.
Yeah. I don't know if we could do video for that. We'd have to do only audio.
Pod Bless After Dark would have to happen in a different location.
Because there's like so little people that tune in on the audio that we wouldn't get in trouble at all.
No one would ever know. We could say whatever we wanted. No one would ever know because no one listens to the audio.
Yeah, but if you're out there and you are viewing in, be sure to go out there and follow us on the audio versions. If you have Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever your listening device you might have, go out there and download our stuff. You don't have to listen to it. It's a very small, minuscule part of your memory on your phone and stuff. So go out there and hit the subscribe and the download. That helps us out in our numbers, too, if you want to do that at all.
And if you like, I say it all the time, if you like the show,
yeah,
tell somebody else that you're friends with because they'll probably like it, too.
Sure enough. That's, Zach, don't say nope.
He doesn't mean it, though. That's
he
like
listens.
That,
he listens.
Yeah, he listens.
When he's playing Call of Duty all the time.
Oh, it's a fun game.
Oh, but anyway.
Collecting those tags.
He's the shield tag collector. Okay, I will, he said. But yeah, go out there and help us out. Subscribe. Go to YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. We've actually got a few new followers out there from YouTube. That helps us out a ton. If you're on Facebook, you can share this. You can share it with other people. You can share it to your page. Share it on a mailing list, whatever you want to do. But help us get out there to more people. So that
Tabitha
we can...
says we're the only podcast she listens to.
Aw, that's nice. Where were you last week? I'm just kidding. I know you listened in.
She can listen on the go.
That's true.
Through the audio.
There
through
you go.
Spotify or Apple Podcasts or basically anywhere you get your podcast.
Or StreamYard and like, I don't know. There's a bunch of different things.
Missed the first half of the show and want to catch up? Listen to us while you're doing the dishes.
Hey, I listen to the whole episode as soon as we leave the church at night.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't like to listen to my own voice.
I do it so in case we mess something up, we can fix it.
You're quality control?
Yeah, I'm quality control.
My man.
I can't do anything about the actual, like, us talking part, but, you know, if there's something messed up.
You can be like, pull it.
I can
pull
fix
it right now.
Audio.
Get it off the internet.
We couldn't hear Brett, but he was saying stuff on there, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be terrible.
He was totally high. He lied. Yeah, he was talking all kinds of crazy stuff.
He was in the clouds.
I see an angel. He wants to wrestle.
Yeah, don't right outside the window.
Don't go toward the light.
Oh, have you seen the new season of Jack Reacher yet? Or just Reacher? Sorry, not Jack.
Yeah, a new episode came out today.
Yeah.
But I am currently caught up.
Good.
It's been good.
It has been
good. It's been really good.
If you have Prime Video, you need to check it out.
My favorite line so far is when he's talking to the main bad dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you want to, you know, what are you going to do or whatever? He's like, I want to throw you out of a helicopter right now. I'm like, that's wonderful. So that's all I'll say. That doesn't spoil anything, but you should go check it out.
You should check out the Reacher show. He's a Christian, you know.
He's also bipolar.
Really?
I saw a video of him talking about being bipolar and how like he uses that to help him really get into character because he can swing so much through his emotion.
That's crazy.
And he's like, I hate being bipolar, but since I am, I use it.
Use it for acting.
Yeah.
Because most actors
he
are.
Seems like a really chill dude.
Yeah. He seems chill.
No, like in a
insanely
attitude.
Huge
yes.
muscle-bound murderer.
When I say chill, I mean like nice guy, like probably fun to be around.
Did you ever watch him on Blue Mountain State?
Not consistently. I knew of his character.
He was
so
insane.
When I saw him in Reacher, I was like, I've seen that guy before.
Yeah. He's getting a lot of hate right now. A lot of people hating on him for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. Just people love to hate on stuff.
Yeah.
You start doing stuff good, people start hating. We've
it's
had some haters
show.
On Pod Bless, so
do we?
We know we're doing a good job.
Fun.
It's mostly Zach and Brett. But.
And Clay.
Not seen Clay in a while. Hey, Clay, if you're out there listening.
All right.
I'm scared of Joey.
Yeah.
This is hard feeling time. We've always been overtime.
I can fill if you want me to go.
No, no. I mean,
you want me to do another segment? I can do another segment.
We got 30 seconds.
Can we do another segment here? Let me hit that.
I do have a segment for next week. But I'm gonna...
You want it?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't need it.
You have a segment for next week already?
Yeah. I was speaking with the old cousin of Nick, and I'm gonna talk about the astrology signs of Christians.
I am interested in this.
It's just called the Enneagram. Yeah. I feel like we could have some fun with it.
We can have some fun
with it. Yeah,
I
think so.
Yes. Yeah. Fun will be had.
So homework to be done. Study Ooh. Up on what you are on the Enneagram list.
I don't know.
Well, if you're out there listening, look it up.
Do you want to explain what that is?
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about it next week.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. Yeah.
But look it up online and try to figure out what you are on the Enneagram so we can chat about it next week on the show, next Thursday.
Teasing it.
Should be fun.
Bang, bang.
Brett, you got homework.
All right.
Brett's totally in right now.
All right.
That's all I got, man.
Okay, that's all I got.
And I forgot to start Audacity.
Well, you know, that's happened. Sorry, three
the restart.
Weeks
no, the restart's what got me, but.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm Joey.
I'm Josh.
I'm Brett.
That's off Mike Jenna. And this is Pod Bless.
That
I'm surprised. I was waiting for his echo there. Yeah.
Hey, we got through that. It was fun.
It works. I think there's a slight delay between us and Brett.
Yeah, that's always. It's the same way in the chat, too. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and hit that little bell notification.
Get out of the hospital, Brett.
Hey, get well soon.